Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. You're all rested up, and we gave honor to our men and women in service. Yes, yes. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Herb Talk Live is about empowerment, so that's what we're going to do here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about a condition that hopefully you'll never encounter. Yeah, it's a condition that doctors, well, medical science calls hematuria, and what that means is European blood. Yep, when you go to the bathroom and you're going to pee, the red stuff comes out. Ooh, well, let's talk about avoiding that, shall we? And also, we're going to be talking about stomach ulcers and a few other things, see how the hour is going to roll here, and a quack report. Yeah, we got a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, looking out for them always, always in prayer. It's Memorial Day all the time here on Herb Talk Live. So I hope you do hit the knees and seek the Lord's face, ask God's hand of protection be on our men and women in service who dedicate and, you know, put everything on the line. Yes, they do. And while you're at it, seeking God's face, minding the time, and that's what you do in prayer. You know, you have a little conversation with the Lord. You know, ask him if it's his will to save America. America needs some saving. We do. We need to get rid of the people's, the mindset that has, you know, whittled away, sort of like, you know, the Grand Canyon, a little wearing away here and there over the last, you know, many, many years in this nation, turning it from what, you know, was envisioned to be into what we have now. Totally, totally not cool. So we got to ask God's help if it's his will to save America. Let's hit the knees and do it. Ask him to use us to save this country, and we will. One nation under God, folks. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, guess what Obama's done? He's opened the door to Africa for Monsanto. That's right. Last week, President Obama announced a plan to put Monsanto as well as other large agricultural businesses in charge of increasing food supply to malnourished regions in Africa. It's called the Grow Africa Partnership. They plan to end hunger in Africa. And $3 billion has been committed, secured by Monsanto. And the local farmers, though, of Africa are largely out of this program. They're just totally omitted. And so they want to transform Africa and the African agriculture. Monsanto Chairman, President, CEO Hugh Grant said, that's what we're going to do. We're going to transform the African agriculture. This does not sound good. Of course, you know, letting any private company fund and develop agriculture, that's a big question mark, because the objective is not to the objective is to fight against hunger, right, not to make money. Well, Africa doesn't really need more chemical fertilizer or genetically modified crops and large monoculture plantations. What they need is more resources. The farmers need help to sustain the local economies. They need access to land and water and tools and techniques for traditional sustainable farming. That's what they need, organic stuff. Okay, what's next up? Put Africa on your list. Apparently they're going to need prayer. Poland, and the beekeepers. Kick Monsanto out of the Poland beekeeper hive. Oh, I like this one. European nation of Poland has sent Monsanto's genetically modified variety corn especially and other products a packing. Yep, yep. They have totally come to the conclusion that the genetically modifying corn or any of the GM varieties with built-in insecticide have been officially banned because they believe it in part, at least in part, is contributing to the colony collapse disorder of the beehives over there. And this decision came when thousands of protesters took to the streets and demonstrated, you know. And so their politicians took action. Poland's decision to ban these genetically modified sources makes it the first nation to formally acknowledge Monsanto's responsibility to the colony collapse disorder of the bees. Of course, independent research that was conducted in Pennsylvania by beekeeper John McDonald, yeah, bees that forage near genetically modified crops don't gain the proper amount of weight, and they fail to produce the honey in their honey storage bins. So in early March, 9 European countries, Belgium, Great Britain, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Ireland, and Slovakia all blocked at the Danish EU presidency by, that would allow expanded cultivation of GM crops in Europe. That's what we need to do. Come on. What else do we have? Let's see. Oh, the vaccines. Here's something for Dr. Carley. And by the way, Dr. Carley, if you're unaware, she is our wellness expert and a vaccine expert. She's going to be with us next month, of course. She'll be with us on the 19th. That's the third Tuesday. so mark your calendars. But this is something we should probably talk about. This you will find, Health Ranger has this on his website. You will find this at preventdisease.com as well. Here's a question that's posed here. Before you vaccinate your child, why don't you demand that your doctor sign a waiver form? Yeah, a physician's warranty of vaccine safety. That's what they're calling it. So if you were to ask the average pediatrician that practices right here in America today, if he or she thinks what they think about the childhood vaccines, they're going to probably tell you, oh, you know, they're safe, effective. They far outweigh the any potential risk. Go ahead and get them vaccinated. But would the same physicians be willing to put their money where their mouth is and sign a warranty of vaccine safety complete with documented scientific evidence that waives their legal immunity in the event of serious injury or death? Yeah, Ken Anderson from PreventDisease.com and MakeMeYounger.com, he came up with this ingenious waiver called the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety that every parent needs to read and consider before even thinking about vaccinating their child. Now, if vaccines are abundantly safe for young children, as we're repeatedly told, hey, a doctor wouldn't have a problem signing it, right? But if you'd like to check it out, you can go to PreventDisease.com and look at the waiver yourself. And what else do we have? Last but not least in the CREC report, hey, apple cider vinegar, I love this stuff. Have you not discovered the real stuff? Not the kind you see at the regular grocery store. I'm talking about the real apple cider vinegar. Well, there's 10 ways to use apple cider vinegar to improve your health. Hey, the Babylonians used it 5,000 years ago, as did the ancient Egyptians. They wrote about it 3,000 years ago. And the Sumo warriors of Japan, samurai warriors of Japan, they wrote about it 1,200 years ago. So it's got some, you know, uses. It's got testing. It's grandfathered. There's no double-blind studies need to be done here. Apple cider vinegar, it ranks as one of the top natural remedies for healing our human body, which contains a lot of vitamins and minerals, fiber, antioxidants. There's no fat or sodium. So in the fermentation process, it doesn't alter these nutrients. They're still there. It can be used as an antiseptic. It's rich in bioavailable minerals, magnesium, you know, which, you know, 80% of Americans need magnesium. They're deficient. Also, it has pectin, good for the digestion and for any constipation. So you want to look for the unfiltered, unpasteurized organic apple cider vinegar at your health food store. I can recommend Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, excellent brand. If you can't find Bragg, Spectrum is another good one. So here's the list. If you're going to use the vinegar, it's going to help balance your pH. Even though it's acidic, it does have an alkaline action in the body, so it's going to make you more alkaline. Also, it detoxes you. It will cleanse the kidneys. It's a nice, easy, gentle kidney cleanse. Also, it'll help you lose weight because it breaks down the fat. You know, if you're trying to get into that bathing suit, hey, use some vinegar. It also is very helpful for allergies, sinus infections, headaches, sore throats and flu, clears up acne, dermatitis, varicose veins, lowers cholesterol and high blood pressure in just a few weeks, kills the yeast infections, candida and fungus, and it stops the sugar craving. So if you got one of those sweet tooths, if you're a sugarholic and you're going to be a diabetic if you aren't already, get some vinegar. Also, it's great for arthritis, stiff joints, and gout, rinses the uric acids out of the soft tissues, and it strengthens the stomach acid. So if you got acid reflux and heartburn, hey, fight fire or whiz fire, use some apple cider vinegar. And if you're looking for this wonderful stuff that is aged as an immune-boosting tonic, hey, check out the all-in-one with the organic vinegar at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Hey, everybody out there, if I didn't introduce you to Frank, he's the most fabulous engineer in the world. I'm glad to have him, lucky to have him here on the show. Okay, we're going to talk about peeing blood. you ever go to the potty and the urine doesn't look yellow anymore, we got a problem. So what could it mean if you suddenly see blood in your urine? It's quite upsetting, and it is easy to become panicked over this symptom. Now, if you suffer from persistent swelling and inflammation and infections, bladder stones, and you may depend on catheters, hey, you may be headed towards some serious health conditions if normal function isn't restored. Now, I want to explore a closer look at two of the culprits. Two of the culprit diseases if you're peeing blood, bladder cancer and prostate cancer. So let's take a look at the possibilities. First, let's check the causes. There are a few medical reasons for blood being present in the urine. It could be from an injury or an infection of the urinary system. It is possible that damage is being done to the upper urinary tract and possibly the kidneys. And the blood indicates damage to the lower tract, the bladder and the urethra. So in a majority of the cases, if you are around 40 years old, the blood normally indicates, you know, kidney stones or urinary tract infection known as UTI. Now, in older patients, this could be a sign of bladder cancer or prostate disease. Other indications are going to be blockage of the urinary tract where the urethra gets blocked by either a stone or a tumor or some narrowing of the tube. Also, kidney disease could be the cause of blood clot, viral infections, chronic diabetes, hypertension, sickle cell anemia, or even an enlarged prostate. So it's interesting that if you are a long-distance runner, this strenuous exercise can, with repeated jarring of the bladder can develop blood in the urine in about 24% of the runners. Interesting. Also, certain medications can promote the symptom. And we're going to talk about the list of the medicines in just a second. Yeah, pharmacy could be the cause of pee and blood. If you are taking the following drugs, these could cause blood to show up in your urine. If you're on some antibiotics, analgesics, anticoagulants like Warfarin, Coumadin, seizure medicine like phenytoin or Dilantin, and even quinine can cause you to pee the red stuff. So what are some of the other causes? Well, you could be eating foods in large amounts that contain a lot of coloring, causing the urine to look more like blood. So if you're eating large amounts of foods like beets or berries, rhubarb, the food or any foods with red dyes, this could be the cause. Also, vaginal bleeding or menstruational blood could also be mistaken for blood in the urine. And liver disease can be the cause. The urine can become discolored because of that. Let's look at some of the symptoms. Well, normally discolored urine is an indication of a disease, and urine can appear pinkish, red, or brown. There could even be blood clots, and medical physicians state that the amount of blood in the urine does not indicate the seriousness of the condition. I know the average person is going to say, I don't believe that. Well, there could be no pain, or there could be pain on the side of the body from the ribs to the hips. Pain could also manifest along the back or the lower abdomen and groin area. There could be a burning sensation or pain upon urination. And fever could also be present along with nausea, vomiting, and weight loss. Your appetite could be affected, and the urine may also take on an unusual odor. Most common is an ammonia smell, which would indicate urinary tract infection. Well, let's dive into this bladder cancer for just a sec, because the classic onset of bladder cancer is usually painless in about 80 to 90% of the patients, and it comes with lots of blood showing up upon urination. Now, we have over 73,000 Americans suffering with this disease. Men are more prone to bladder cancer than women, and white males by far are the most severely affected group. Now, in the male and female categories, the least affected are by bladder cancer cases are the Native American Indians and Alaska Natives. Now, as for the females, white females have more bladder cancer than other ethnic groups. And, you know, this tends to indicate diet. Think about it. The white people got this problem. We got to change the diet. All right, let's see. Now, if you can believe the National Cancer Institute statistics, they would have us to believe that bladder cancer in the United States is stable. Stable. No problemo. However, the cases have increased by 22.6% between 1973 and 2009. Now, in many cases, a physical exam won't indicate bladder cancer. And doctors, they're going to have to run a series of tests. They may even do a biopsy or a transurethral resection. What the heck is that? Well, it's a procedure which allows the doctor to go in and see into the urethra and the bladder. So when the tests come back positive, at least 50% of patients are going to receive a radical cystectomy, which is part or total removal of the bladder. Ooh, I don't even want to think about it. Now, chemotherapy is also an option the doctor will use, and they have a vaccine, too. They also use to inject into the bladder via a catheter, unfortunately. These treatments are reported ineffective in about 20% of the patients when the cancer is already in the bladder wall. Now, in those cases, doses of radiation therapy and chemotherapy along with a cystectomy is going to be recommended by allopathic physicians. So why the aggressive chemical and radiation treatments? Well, bladder cancer has a very high recurrence rate, and the medical bills for this condition continue to mount. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 1991, dealing with the average case of bladder cancer used to cost patients about $2,900 a year. By 1996, the cost jumped to $6,500 annually. In 2009, patients spent between $26,000 and $34,000 a year to treat this disease. And today, in severe cases, it isn't unheard of to rack up a medical bill of around $51,000. So bladder cancer is costing the United States about $4 billion a year. And the American Cancer Society and the American Urological Association predict there will be approximately 70,530 new cases of bladder cancer in 2012. And currently, the state of Florida has the highest number of bladder cancer cases in the U.S. Don't know why, but there it is. Okay, so now we're going to shift gears, and we're going to hit this prostate topic. California has the highest rate of prostate cancer in the U.S. We don't know about that either. Men who get a prostate exam by their doctor and receive a high PSA, well, PSA is prostate-specific antigen, they get a high PSA count, they get put on alert, see. The normal PSA range varies according to the age. On average, for men between 40 and 50 years of age, the range for PSA is 0 to 2.8. And if they're over 50, it incrementally goes up as men age from 0 to 6.8. And in some cases with prostate disease, you may not feel a tumor, but there is blood in the urine. But is there a tumor? Well, in some cases, the tumor can break into the urethra tube, and that's what's creating the blood there. This is really a perfect condition for infection and cancer to travel up into the bladder as well. So your anatomy is all connected, and the prostate, it bumps up against the rectal wall, and if an organ becomes diseased, the other adjacent organs are going to be at risk. So if a sick prostate can't get rid of the impurities through the normal route, it's going to deposit them elsewhere. If it can, that's what it's going to do. It's sort of like acne. You know, the impurities can't get out fast enough, so it comes through the skin. So let's talk about, can you imagine this, a four-digit PSA? I know I said four-digit, right? Most men would totally freak if their PSA was like 5,000. Think about it. But this is not impossible. And this was actually a real case. The man I'm talking about was afraid of surgery, and rightly so, and he decided to find a natural way to deal with his problem. He was in pretty bad shape, and he didn't have any feeling in the groin area. He was not overweight, but he had a diet which consisted mainly of animal foods, and he also smoked. So his oncologist recorded a very hard mass in the prostate, and he did a combination of natural therapies. This patient did the natural thing rather than the allopathic thing. He did some natural therapies for the prostate, which we've actually covered before on the show. So without re-going over all those therapies, if you would like a free handout on this, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will furnish that free of charge. So you can go to their website and email the request. Just say you want the handout on prostate, and they'll send it to you. It's thepowerherbs.com is the website, thepowerherbs.com, or you can call them toll-free to ask for it. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And for listeners outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, and ask for the handout on prostate. And you'll get a whole list of all the herbs and all the therapies there that you can do yourself, okay? Not a problem. So getting back to this guy with the 5,000 PSA. So he's doing his natural therapies, and within a short period of time, the hard mass, he reports, begins to soften. So no longer does it feel like a hard baseball, but more like a soft rubber ball. So the mass was shrinking, and so were the PSA numbers. That's right. So the oncologist was kind of surprised that the natural therapies worked, but he also thought that maybe it was a spontaneous remission. However, when the doctor was asked by his patient if he would have elected for the radiation, the chemo, and the surgery, the oncologist said, off the record, no. So the surgery would have removed testicles and cut into the rectum. Yeah, when you have prostate surgery, you're going to get rectum surgery too, hope you know. And so it would have cut into, removed the testicles, cut into the rectum, you know, removing enough real estate in that southern region to make anyone pass out. Definitely. So medical physicians have really no training in assisting the human body to heal itself from degenerative disease. So if you've ever had cancer and healed yourself naturally, you know that healthy lifestyle corrections are permanent because cancer can come and go. And why give it an invitation? So the guy with the 5,000 PSA, when he slipped back into his old eating habits and he started to feel the prostate kick up, well, he got the message, don't eat meat. For him, it was out. So, you know, get the combination therapies going. And you know what? The pain that cancer can cause subsides within about a week or less. So who needs the death syringe full of morphine when you've got God's herbs? Don't wait, though. Don't wait to be peeing blood to do something healthy. Prevention is a whole lot easier than damage control. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs have herbal cleanses that you can use every 3 months or twice a year as a prevention measure or to reverse the problem. And you combine these cleanses with your healthy diet and regular exercise. It's going to help you avoid the physical and financial pain associated with disease. So you can call now, ask about the male or the female organ cleanse packages, and you'll be able to cleanse the bowel, the prostate, the urinary, the kidney, the bladder, the liver, the gallbladder, the blood, the whole shebang. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. We're going to take a break, but more health news on the other side.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And we were talking about the first half of the show. If you just tuned in, we talked about, you know, what do you do if you got blood in the urine? So you're going to have to hit the archives to hear what I had to say about that. So we're going to move along to some digestive issues, because there's so many people out there that have digestive problems that it's really disrupting their quality of life. It's putting them in a doctor's office in the hospital more than they'd like to be. It's costing them money. And, you know, it's just, they're just miserable. So let's talk about that. You know, you've heard the doctors say that we kind of live in a magical age of health, right? You know, because modern medicine has so much technology, so many drugs, right? So it's a magical age. Well, if you are 40, medical science says that you most likely are going to be treated with heartburn and acid reflux disease. It's a given. But to them, that's what it is. Get ready. Script pad's already writing your name on it. So personally, you know, I'm going to leave the magical age behind. And I did a long time ago. However, when you're 50, and of course medical science says the warranty is expiring, and your doctor pushes you for a full medical workup, and you know, they're, you know what they're looking for? Do you know what they're looking for on that medical workup? Absolutely, 100% cancer. They're looking for it. They got their scopes ready. They are looking for it. Now, the heart stress test, the blood work, the prostate, or even the cervical examination, the ultrasounds, the x-rays, the probing, all can be kind of costly if you don't have insurance. Even if your insurance picks up most of that cost, you're going to be left with limited medical choices if your doctor does find something. That's right. Let's look at the stats. We have about 70 million people that suffer from digestive disorder, and 15 million have heartburn or acid reflux. You know, just think about the copay on those drugs. Whew. So you probably know someone that's suffering right now from digestive ills, or you suffer it from yourself. You have that problem. So medical doctors advise you not to self-treat these kinds of conditions. The majority of the patients suffering from heartburn or acid reflux also suffer from emotional problems or diabetes and high blood pressure, ulcers, and angina. And according to medical studies, patients with emotional problems often have the worst digestive disease. So new research is also showing the mild to moderate digestive diseases can be treated successfully with lifestyle changes and occasional use of a medication. Even if you have heartburn or acid reflux once a month, you represent about 10% of the Americans out there pretty much eating the wrong foods. So these are the first signals your body's going to send you that you don't want to ignore these signals. You know, the body is letting you know that later on down the road, unless you make some lifestyle changes, you will have some serious digestion problems. Now, if you have difficulty swallowing or you have a sharp pain when you swallow, you better seek medical attention. If heartburn or acid reflux starts after the age of 50 and causes some vomiting, blood in the stool, or produces sudden weight loss or loss of appetite, you better seek some medical attention. And you better get a diagnosis, because then you know where you stand, where to go from there. You can decide, hey, I'm going to go the allopathic route. Or, okay, thanks for the diagnosis, doc. I'm going to seek a natural way to deal with this, because I know what I have now. It's up to you. Let's look at some of the other symptoms. Aside from the very common digestive symptoms of heartburn and acid reflux, some other symptoms associated with your acid reflux are going to be hoarseness, coughing, chronic coughing, and even asthma. Well, let's look at some foods to avoid. Maybe we can just sidestep this whole problem. When it comes to stomach problems, it's recommended you should avoid all types of coffee because it can bring on stomach pain and acid. A study out of the University of Michigan found that those with stomach pain drank 2 cups of coffee a day. And a German study in Munich found several food culprits that caused stomach pain, those with and without ulcers. So it didn't matter if you had an ulcer or not. Here's the foods: mayonnaise,
cabbage, fried foods, and salty foods. Now, additional foods that they also discovered were all the meats, coffee once again, carbonated drinks, and even fruit juice. But have you noticed, when they say fruit juice, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the bottled stuff with the high fructose corn syrup in it, you know? If you got a juicer and juiced your own juice, that's usually going to be the good stuff. So you want to avoid foods that overstimulate stomach acids. And here's some more. Beer will do that. Wine, milk, coffee, tea, and soda. So according to one German study, beer is one of the worst beverages because it doubles the stomach acid output by the body. Now, those who thought milk was a good thing to drink, they should know that although it may initially ease the stomach pain, it also creates a rebound effect and afterwards stimulates the production of stomach acids, more of them. According to nutrition expert Elaine McGee, herbs can also encourage a little attack of heartburn or acid reflux like peppermint or spearmint or garlic, onion, and cayenne chili peppers. She goes on to recommend avoiding the following foods: meats and beans, chicken nuggets, buffalo wings, all the sweets, the snacks, the chips, you know, salad dressings, fruit juice once again, mac and cheese, spaghetti, sour cream, milkshakes, ice cream, and cottage cheese. Foods that produce more saliva can also help with sweet pickles and bubblegum. So you may want to switch to that vinegar-based, as we said, helps with digestion, apple cider vinegar. Okay, let's talk about some contributing factors, because being overweight and smoking seems to aggravate these conditions by stimulating the production of stomach acid, and also it relaxes the esophageal sphincter, allowing more acid to bounce up into the esophagus. So consuming alcohol is going to prime that pump for heartburn and acid reflux. And why is that? It relaxes that esophageal sphincter muscle and makes it lazy, you know, the little muscle at the end of the esophagus right there at the stomach. So if you drink alcohol within like 2 hours before going to bed, you're more likely to get heartburn. And the alcohol is going to relax that muscle and allow the acids back up into the esophagus. Okay, so what about candy and chocolate and things like that? You know, most people think a harmless piece of chocolate's not going to trigger heartburn, is it? Well, some foods can create a chemical mechanism that encourage heartburn, and chocolate is one of them. How many times have you had digestive discomfort after you ate several chocolate chip cookies or maybe a fudge brownie? Okay, how come the chocolate does that? Well, it acts like an antispasmodic on that sphincter muscle. It tranquilizes the muscle. So the culprit chemical in chocolate is methylaxanthine, and apparently chocolate does not provoke acid backwash in individuals who do not or rarely experience the heartburn, and therefore chocolate's not a problem for them. But it is for you if you're on all those antacids and stuff. Okay, let's talk about some drug side effects, too, because long-term use of drugs to control the symptoms of digestive disease is going to offer side effects, rebound effect, you name it. Most people are going to use the antacids, and they can experience diarrhea and constipation due to the aluminum and magnesium salts in these products. Also, calcium carbonate produces it's in products like Tums. That can also cause constipation. Now, in some cases, there's too much calcium, and this is going to cause kidney failure. Oh, you didn't know that? Over-the-counter and prescribed digestion medications can change the way your body is going to break down and use nutrients, like your calcium. And you should not be constantly using these things. Don't use them for more than 3 weeks. If you're on them after 3 weeks, you got a serious problem. You got to deal with the cause, not the symptom. Antacids also interfere with the absorption of other prescribed drugs you may be on, like your heart medicine. Other popular drugs like Tagamet and Zantac tend to produce headaches and diarrhea and dizziness and a rash. And if you suffer from a liver or nervous system disease, well, these conditions are going to be exacerbated by the side effects of these drugs. Long-term use of these types of drugs offers a risk of stomach cancer. Ooh. So any drug or heartburn or acid reflux should be used in a short burst and no longer than 3 to 6 weeks while you adjust the lifestyle. Something's in the lifestyle that's causing this problem. Otherwise, you're going to be switching from drug to drug, and you're going to have some severe digestive disease, and then you're going to the gastroenterologist, and you're getting probed and prodded and tubes and cameras stuck everywhere. So do your homework on your prescription meds before you use any of them. So here's some things that you want to avoid that tend to make these things worse. Medications can make acid reflux worse, and these drugs will relax that esophageal sphincter muscle. So drugs like calcium channel blockers, dopamine, sedatives, and pain relievers are going to give you acid reflux problems. Drugs that delay the stomach from emptying into the small intestine are also a culprit. Calcium channel blockers are going to do that. Drugs that can change the esophagus and stomach lining are your Fosamax for osteoporosis. Don't ever take that. I would never take that. Potassium and iron pills, antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, aspirin, ibuprofen, and Nexoprin. So you want to be careful with the over-the-counter pain relievers as well. So are there any herbs that can help you? Well, you can utilize herbs to improve digestion while modifying that lifestyle if you need to. Fennel seed is going to help improve digestion and eliminates gas and bloating. Ginger root is going to improve the digestion, also helps move food out of the stomach and helps with any nausea and vomiting. Slippery elm, inner bark, and marshmallow root help to soothe the lining of the esophagus and the stomach. And if you plan to do any bowel cleansing, you want to use a modified cleanse that doesn't have any of the cayenne in it. So you want to avoid that stimulant, because if you get a bowel cleanse with cayenne in it, it's there to stimulate the nerve endings of the bowel to move, make you more regular. So you can just use the detoxer instead and just drink more water and maybe some prune juice to keep the bowel moving. So herbs that can help you also relax and deal with emotional stress, okay? Valerian root, lobelia, those are great. So you can look for your cleansing herbs, your digestive herbs. We just mentioned your valerian root and your lobelia, known as relaxation formula. There's even an emotional stress formula with a lot of great nutrients in them to help your body cope with stress. Check that out at the powerherbs.com website, thepowerherbs.com. You can call them and get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. They also have a full line of immune-boosting herbs and a lot more. So check that out if you've not been there. Peruse the website and find out how powerful you can be. Yeah. All right, we got a few minutes. So, you know, we're going to talk about this kind of fun topic that we touched on a little while ago. And the topic is, the little question is, can you die from the hiccups? Have you ever wondered about that? You ever get those annoying hiccups? Hey, we had a girl who was a producer on a local 50-watt station, AM talk radio station here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and she had hiccups for a month. And she had been to all the specialists. And it was just, you could hear her in the background, and I know the host of the show was just, like, really concerned about her. Well, let's talk about it, hiccups. Has anyone actually died from having the hiccups? So what causes the hiccups in the first place? Well, we call it hiccups. But what is it really? Well, when you experience hiccups, you are having a spasm of the diaphragm, not unlike a spasm of the colon. So air is rapidly inhaled and compressed, which results in the vocal cords making this hiccup sound. And the Greeks seem to be the one to label hiccups, and to call them hiccups, in 428 B.C., the ancient term is syncolits, which means, it comes from the Latin meaning catch breath while crying. But in 480 BC, Hippocrates introduced sneezing to stop hiccups, and this method was used for about 200 years. Although through the centuries, the condition was referred to as breath while sobbing or a drunkard's cough, a lot of terms it was labeled, but the term hiccup was not used until basically the 17th century. So the world recorded hiccups goes all the way to Charles Osborne of Anthon, Iowa. That's the world record for having hiccups. He had hiccups for 68 years, which equals about 430 million diaphragm spasms. Whew. Now, I'm sure he tried some of the old remedies to get rid of the hiccups, like, you know, burp, hold your breath, eat crushed ice, have someone scare you, put fingers in your ears, or drink warm water. Or sneeze. Goodness, 68 years. So what is the cause? Why do you get the hiccups in the first place? Well, we're told that there are over 100 causes for hiccups. Hiccups can be brought on when we eat certain foods, and some speculate that if we eat food too fast, it will stimulate the diaphragm to spasm. And some of the culprit foods are going to be carbonated beverages, alcohol, and food that's too hot, you know, spicy food or too hot, temperature hot. So overeating has also been said to trigger hiccups, and some other factors that we think can stimulate the hiccup spasm are going to be being nervous, eating after you've fasted, laughing or coughing, crying, heartburn, reflux, and having lack of water in the system. So if you think this is a broad range of causes, well, we even haven't mentioned pain medications, morphine and oxycodone. They seem to, you know, give you hiccups, as well as street drugs, the heroin. Also, ear pressure. There's this phrenic nerve pressure that can bring on hiccups, anesthesia, infection, and even diabetes. However, the most common cause is some irritation to the stomach or the esophagus that brings it on. Also, chemotherapy drugs have been known to cause hiccups in about 30% of the patients. So is there a reason? Is there a reason our body reacts and hiccups are the result? Well, science has discovered that our brain is involved in the creation of these hiccups. When air rushes in, the brain gets alerted and it closes the vocal cords. And they think hiccups could be a malfunction of the nerves, which control the breathing muscles and the gluteus when they become irritated or damaged. So, well, they are partly correct. So when you get hiccups, it is because the phrenic nerve becomes irritated, actually, which causes a contraction and a spasm of the diaphragm muscle. It's easy to irritate this phrenic nerve with excessive food and drink. Well, let's talk about more about hiccups, because apparently medicine says there are four different kinds of hiccups. Did you know that? Four. For the most part, hiccups appear and disappear as suddenly and last only a few minutes normally. These are known as common hiccups. And if they are gone within 1 hour, that's what they are. Now, if your hiccups persist for 48 hours, they're still considered harmless but annoying, and you have what is called persistent hiccups. And if your hiccups continue for longer than 48 hours, you have what is called acute hiccups. And in most cases, acute hiccups are caused by the use of prescription drugs. Did you know that? Yep. Now, the fourth kind of hiccup is called intractable or diabolic hiccup, which lasts longer than 2 months, which is what the radio engineer producer on our local station had. Longer than 2 months, you do not want this kind of a hiccup, because it usually is caused by a serious disease such as toxic metabolic disorder or maybe even a tumor. Well, let's talk about some natural remedies. A natural healer, Jethro Kloss, he wrote that juice of half an orange is going to stop the hiccups. And he also suggested that if orange juice wasn't available, that either very hot or very cold water could be applied. He also used would use a teaspoon of onion juice as an antispasmodic herb, you can use lobelia, another antispasmodic herb, to stop your hiccups. There is a scientific evidence that supports the use of salt to normalize the potassium-sodium electrolyte imbalance affecting the nervous system, which can promote the persistent and intractable hiccups. Now, in Japan, vinegar is used for severe hiccups, and even a nasal spray of vinegar stimulates the dorsal wall of the nasal pharynx and the nerves in there, which can be affected by the hiccups. So, all trying to neutralize that nervous phrenic nerve that tends to spur on the hiccups. So hiccups seem to be a symptom of a nerve irritation or from an illness. Okay, so it's kind of rare for someone to die from hiccups, but in reality, they would really be dying from the illness, and the hiccups are just a symptom of the illness. Now, I personally think that it is the nerve irritation, so you want to avoid alcohol and prescription drugs and other chemical treatments that tend to affect the nervous system disruptors. Agricultural chemicals affect the nervous system as well, like pesticides, herbicides, those kind of things. They could trigger your hiccups. And some herbs are going to be helpful, like your antispasmodic herbs, like your lobelia, which will help calm the central nervous system. Or if you don't have that, try valerian root. It does calm the nerves down to get rid of those hiccups. So if you're interested in lobelia or valerian root, they're available at thepowerherbs.com, so you can check it out there. You can call toll-free for a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and you've got lots of choices, and isn't it a great day to have choices? Let's make sure we continue to have choices. Do everything in our power to make sure our freedoms stay in America, not just for your supplements and your natural therapies, but, you know, for every area of freedom. So hit the knees, mind the time, seek the Lord's face, ask for his help. Hopefully it'll be his will that we'll all righteously vote for the persons, not just one person, but the persons that need to be in offices of authority throughout our land, because the Bible says when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, and when the wicked are in power, the people mourn. So we need some righteous leaders all across this nation, not just in the office of the president, all the way down to the county clerk. We need righteous people. So do lift that request up in prayer, and hopefully the Lord will respond with an affirmative. Well, almost out of time here. I've enjoyed my hour with you. And don't forget, coming up next month, I can't believe it's going to be June, can you? We're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us on the 19th. She's going to be joining us, and we're going to ask her about things that involve vaccines, of course. You can visit her website by clicking the link that's on the links area at thepowerherbs.com and see what she's got going on. So I think she's got something about zombies she wants to talk about next time. So we'll see. I gotta go, but you know what? Coming up next is Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. So you don't want to leave. You want to stay right here on American Voice Radio. And if you have a health topic you'd like me to cover in a future show, you can drop me a note off the powerherbs.com website through email, or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663, Monday through Friday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.